little more than the minerals will burn up and you never know, it's hydrating.
Thank you, Rich Rescue. Thank you, everybody, for having me. Since we're holding right before Shavuos, I thought I would speak a little bit about Shavuos. Everybody's familiar with the very famous pasuk, "Vayikach sefer abris vayikra beozne ha'am vayomru kol asher diber Hashem na'ase v'nishma." It's actually in Parshas Mishpatim. That's a little known fact. But we say, "Bnei Yisrael stand in Har Sinai," and we say to Hashem, "Everything you say, Hashem, na'ase v'nishma. We'll do it. We buy in 100%. And there's a famous kasha that Beis Halevi asks that type of acceptance should not be binding. If you look in the Rambam, let me just take a source here. Let's see here. The Rambam is source number 2. The Rambam says like this: Chayev Adam bedavar she'eino katzuv, atzmo bedavar she'eino katzuv. If a person was a mechayev himself, he accepted upon himself some type of unlimited obligation. I come to a person, I say, I obligate myself to do whatever you say, whenever you want. So, kigon, she'amar harini chayev lazunoscha. I will take care of you for the next 5 years, whatever you need. So even though you make a kinyan, the Rambam says, you do some type of acquisition confirming this arrangement, it doesn't work. This is a type of matana. Matana has to be defined. A gift has to be something that's very clearly defined. If a person obligates himself to some type of undefined obligation, so that obligation is not binding. We don't have to do it. So the Beis Halevi asks, what's this Na'ase v'nishma business? We said to Hashem, we haven't even heard yet. Na'ase, we'll do v'nishma, and then we'll hear afterwards. That's an undefined obligation. We'll do whatever you say, no matter what it is. That's not binding. So why do we have to keep the Torah? This is the kasha of the Beis Halevi. Very famous question. Has anybody spoken about this kasha in Shalavimia this year? No. Oh, okay, great. Does everybody understand this question?
Yeah.
This is a very good question. So what does Beis Halevi say? Beis Halevi says a little bit of lumdus. This is all the lumdus we're going to have tonight. But Beis Halevi says that there's two types of, so to speak, unlimited obligations. One is the one that Rambam describes, the non-binding type. I'll do whatever you say. That's nothing. You don't have to do anything, he says. Then the Beis Halevi says there is one exception. There is one type of person who is obligated to do whatever he's told, no matter what it is. Anybody can guess what that kind of person is?
A slave,
an eved. Excellent. So says the Beis Halevi, like the pasuk says, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadayim." Hashem says, "B'nei Yisrael, my avadim." When we said na'ase v'nishma, that just wasn't some kind of, you know, gift we're giving to Hashem. Hashem, our gift to you is, we'll do whatever you want. No! That was us telling Hashem, we are now your avadim. We're your slaves. We do whatever you want. A slave, says the Beis Halevi, is called gufo kanui. His body, his very essence, is entirely owned by the master. And therefore he has to do whatever the master says. And that's why the contract, so to speak, of na'ase v'nishma was a contract of slavery, of avdus, and it's binding. So now the obvious question begs itself. Why in the world would we do that? Why would we jump into that kind of situation? Hashem, we're your slaves. Whatever you want. Na'ase v'nishma. Why? Why don't we say like everybody else said? You know, everybody's familiar with the famous Medrash. Hashem went to this nation. What's it? You want the Torah? What's in it? Yishmael, no, it says you can't steal. No, we're not interested. Esav, can't kill. We're not interested. Why all of a sudden, Na'ase v'nishma? Where'd that come from? So this is not our kasha. This is a kasha for the Goren Shabbos. The Goren Shabbos in source number 4 is a very interesting story. The Gemara asks, and this is going to be the theme of the night. My dechsev, what does the pasuk in Shir Hashirim mean when it says ki tapuach be'atzei hayar? Like a tapuach. We translate tapuach as apple. It also says tapuach as an esrog. Like an esrog tree in the forest. Lama nimshalu Yisrael la'tapuach? Why is Bnei Yisrael compared to the tapuach? So the Gemara explains, lo mer lecha, to teach us, ma tapuach ze piryo kodem la'alav, just like the tapuach, the fruit comes out before the leaves. So so too, we also kind of behaved in a way that it was out of order. We said first Nasa, and afterwards we said Nishma. It should have been the opposite. And the Gemara tells us a story. Hahu tzeduki, dechazei l'rava, dekama'ayim b'shmaita. There's a certain tzeduki. Just give me a show of hands. How many people know what a tzeduki is? If you don't, it's okay, because we're going to learn about it tonight. Hahu tzeduki, there is a tzeduki. Suffice for now that it's somebody who doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. He saw Rava was learning. V'yasfa etzba'asa didei tusekara. And Rava was sitting with his fingers underneath his legs. V'kamaitzbu. And he was like digging in. He was like intensely focused on what he was doing. And he was like digging in with his fingers. V'kamiva'an etzba'ase dama. To the point that his fingers began to bleed. So he's sitting there learning. Fingers dug in under the legs, bleeding. Wow. Amarlei, so comes the tzeduki, says to Rava, I'm a paziza, the kadmisu pumaychu leugnaychu. You are a hasty nation, you Jews. You preceded your mouth to your ears. You first said Nasa, and then you said Nishma. You're very hasty people. Akati bebachzuzaisu kamisu. You're still involved in that very same hasty behavior that you had so many years ago at Har Sinai. Here you are. You're not thinking, Rava. Look at you. Your fingers are bleeding. Relax a little bit. Bereisha yibayilchu l'mishma. First, you should have heard what Hashem had to say. Imatzisu kablisu. If you want, you accept. Vilo, lo kablisu. And if not, you reject. What is this business, Nasa and then Nishma? It's absurd. So Amar Lei, so here's our answer. What did Rava tell him? Why do we do that? Amar Lei, Anan, disaginan bishlei Musa. We are saginan bishlei Musa, Tzduki. What's saginan bishlei Musa? Think it's on the source? Oh, let's see Rashi. What does it mean? It says Rashi, saginan bishlei Musa, next source. Hisalachnu imo betom lev. We went with Hashem with a full, complete, perfect heart. Kederech ha'osin me'ahava, like somebody who acts out of love. V'samachnu alav, and we relied upon Hashem. Shelo yit'anenu b'davar shelenuchal la'amud bo. Hashem will not burden us with something that we can't live up to. We trust in Hashem so totally. We love Hashem so powerfully. What nasa v'nishma? There's no hava mina otherwise. I wouldn't think anything else. It was so obvious, so simple, so easy. Don't you get it, Tzduki? Tzduki didn't get it. He's not the only Tzduki who didn't get it. There's another Tzduki who also didn't get it. Look at the next source, in source number 6. Gemara Ksubis. Rabbi Zera, Kavisalik Laretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zera is coming to Eretz Yisrael. Wow, what a schus. Lo Ashkach Mivra Lamevar. There was no boat there that could take him across the river. Say, across the Jordan River. He needs to get across, no boats. So what do you do? Nakat b'mitzra v'ka'avar. So there's some kind of rope there. I don't know, when I was a little kid, I went to the circus one time. That's what I always think about. There's some kind of rope, and he's like climbing across the rope to get into Eretz Yisrael. So again, Amar Lei Tzduki, here comes the Tzduki. I'm a paziza. You I'm a paziza. You hasty nation. You guys don't think. The katmisu pumaychu l'udnaychu. There it is again. You proceed your mouth to your ears. What'd you do all the way back then at Mount Sinai? You said Nasa and then Nishma. So Akati b'psizuchai saichu kamisu. Here you are still being the same pizizim, the same hasty people that you were all the way back then. What are you doing? Wait for the boat. You can fall down and hurt yourself. What are you doing? Crying across the river. That's ridiculous. So Amar Lei, so Rabzeir says, whoa. Don't you know what this is? I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael. Duchta de Moshe v'Aaron lo zachula. That's the place that Moshe and Aaron never got to go into. So ana mi'imer de zachinula. Who says that if I wait any time at all, I'm going to make it in? Now I have the chance. I must go. I have to be hasty. I have to be a paziz. Because if I don't take the chance now, I'll miss it. Why are we so hasty? So Rashi told us. Kederech ha'usim me'ahava. Me'ahava. Avas Hashem. And the Tzduki doesn't get that. He doesn't get a relationship with Hashem ava, that we do crazy things. Now, it's not to say that this concept doesn't exist by non-Jews. It absolutely does. Absolutely does. Where do we see that? So this is not on your sheets, unfortunately. Because this Mari Makom, I have a brother, Shlita, who I was discussing with this shir with him when I prepared it. And he mentioned to me this Gemara, and I was like, ah, perfect. Listen to this. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Dalet. The Gemara is discussing the definition of the word Shagal. Shagal. Anybody here know what Shagal means? You'd be very impressed. Don't be shy. If you have a guess, you can guess it. Shagal. Okay. It's Machlokas in the Gemara. Two opinions. So there's, okay, we won't embarrass her. Two opinions. Opinion number one in the Gemara, Shagal is a dog. Opinion number two, Shagal is a queen. Those are two very different things, clearly. So the Gemara is discussing this question, what is a Shagal? And it quotes a pasuk, the following pasuk. Benos melachim biyikrosecha, nitzva Shagal liminecha, the ketem ofir. What does it mean? The daughters of kings are your visitors. There is a Shagal standing to your right side wearing a golden piece of jewelry called an ophir. Says the Gemara, if you want to tell me that a Shagal is a dog, so what is this Nevuah teaching us? This is the Gemara, it's not so important in the context, but here's the line that I want. Says the Gemara, Hachika Amar. Vishar Shechaviva Torah Yisrael Kishagal Lo'ov Dekol Chavim. In the merit, in the as a reward for the fact that the Jewish people love Torah, the way the Ovdei Kochavim love their Shagal, Zachisem L'Ketem Ofir. If you, B'nai Yisrael, the Navi is telling us, can love the Torah, the way the guy loves his Shagal, his dog, his other silly things, whatever it may be, then you'll get this beautiful Ofir piece of jewelry. We're still not exactly sure what we're talking about here. The guy does crazy things for the things. What are we talking about? So I'll tell you what we're talking about. This is a very small picture. Probably can't see it. It's a guy, he's about, can't tell from the picture, he's about 6'3", 280. 6'3", 280 pounds. This is an article from USA Today. Not today, though. 2008. USA Today, 2008. Story about a fellow named Trevor. Trevor's a football player, and he had to make a choice. This is how the article starts. This is his choice, Trevor's choice. Lose his pinky finger, or lose his football season. No brainer, says Trevor. Cut it off. Cut it off. No time to ponder, I knew right away. It was easy. It wasn't a hard choice. Cut it off. The doctor said, you know, this is a serious thing you're doing over here, you know, like, this is a finger. It affects a lot of stuff in your life. He's like, this is my senior year, doc. If I don't play this year, I'm done. Cut it off. And they cut it off. So, you know, he talks about how, you know, it's hard for him to type a little bit, and I don't know, his girlfriend had something, his girlfriend said, I thought it was pretty crazy, but if you know Trevor, you'd understand. No problem. Trev. I'd like to get to know Trevor. All right, but you think, oh, that's one crazy guy, right? One crazy guy. One crazy guy. No, he's not the only guy. There's another guy. Greg! What is this from? This is from the Washington Post, 2010. Greg! What happened over here? Greg was playing football, and at some point during the first half, he lost a half an inch of his left pinky finger. The tip of his finger was exposed, leaving just the nail and the bone there. Not so pretty. So, got wedged between two helmets, I don't know what exactly. Describes it as the fat and fleshy portion, okay. Whatever. So, they take him into the back, And Dr. Siegel, obviously. Dr. Siegel gives him two options. Listen, Greg, I don't know if you've heard about Trevor, but here's the options. Ice the chunk and keep playing. The chunk is the finger. Ice it and keep playing. Or fix it right away. So he's like, well, if I fix it, I can't finish the game. So they put the finger on ice, taped him up, and sent him back out. And whatever. There were obviously lasting side effects of this decision, but as his coach said, talk about a tough guy. All right. Why did I pick those two stories? There's so many crazy stories I could have picked. The fingers. Right, Rubba's sitting there learning. He's got the fingers underneath. The Gemara says fingers. He's got the fingers underneath his legs. He's so focused and bleeding. The Snoopy's like, hello, you pazis, you ridiculous person. You're being so hasty. Think about what you're doing. Those are your fingers. What are you talking about? You know who we are? We're the Nasa Vinishma guys. We love Hashem. His fingers were bleeding. So that's what the Gemara Mishnah is telling us. If the Torah is chaviv to you, B'nai Yisrael, the way the Shagal, each one has his own Shagal, the way the Shagal is chaviv to the Umos HaOlam, so then you'll get the Ketem of you. But it needs a total devotion. A total devotion. And that's what Nasa Vinishma was. A total devotion. I'm giving myself over entirely to Hashem. There is no me anymore. I'm giving myself up 100%. Ah. That's very nice. Very nice. That's not enough. The Kabbalah Satorah that we had there, Nasa V'Nishma, apparently was not enough. Why not? How do I know that? It's the Gemara in Shabbos, very famous Gemara in source number 7. Gemara says, Vayisiyatzvu b'tachta sahar. Everybody knows this Gemara. Amar Rav Dimi bar Chama bar Chasa. Hashem took the mountain, held it over them like a big barrel. And he said, you want to accept the Torah? Great. If not, this is your burial spot. I'm going to kill you right now. Drop the mountain. Everybody's done. Whoa. You know, like Tosfos asks. We just said Nasa V'Nishma like 3 seconds ago. What is this? Everybody heard this kasha. No? You guys familiar with this question? You have to know this question. You want the Torah? Yeah, Nasa V'Nishma, Hashem, whatever you want. We want it, we'll take it. If you don't take it, I'm going to kill you. Whoa. No? What? That's not my kasha. That's also the kasha. Show of hands, how many people know an answer to that kasha?
Somebody brought you in.
There's so many answers to this question, but I feel like I have to go through them. Maybe at the end we'll go through some more if there's time. The Maharal has a sefer called Or Chadash. There it is on your sheet, source number 9. In the Hakdama to the sefer Or Chadash, the Maharal asks Kasha. Tosfos Kasha. But he gives two answers. One we're going to talk about now, one we're talking about at the end. If there's time, here's a shot. Says the Maharal, why kafaleim harkigigis? So the Maharal explains, and I'm gonna butcher the Maharal right now. Meaning, what I'm gonna tell you, this is the way I heard the Maharal first said over by a very chashuv rav. But since I just said it's a butchering of the Maharal, I'm not gonna say who it was. But when you look, you can look at the Maharal inside if you really want to get the Maharal. But for our purposes, this is just as good. It's an idea based off the Maharal. The Maharal kind of says the following thing. He says, it's one thing to be mekabel the Torah me'ahava. Me'ahava is a very nice thing. But avodas Hashem that's limited to avodah me'ahava is insufficient. It's not enough. Well, ahava, right, I'm here today, Hashem, feeling real good, everything is clicking, whatever you want. Tomorrow I had a bad day. I have a headache, I'm tired, I don't feel good. This guy is bothering me. Things aren't going exactly right. Hashem, I'm not feeling the ahava right now. If you just hold on a little bit. Says the Maharal, a Kabbalah Satorah Me'ahava is not enough of a Mechayiv. Because if the Ahava starts to fizzle out a little bit, so all of a sudden I feel like I'm no longer obligated. Hashem says, Kafa Aleim Har Kigigis, you should know it's a beautiful thing what you just did. Nasa V'nishma. Beautiful, but insufficient. A Kabbalah Satorah has to come, also Miyira. Ahava and Yira together. Without the two of them, it's not going to last. Hashem says, you should know, and this way the Ram really says it, that the Kabbalah Satorah is a davar muhrach. It must be. This is not optional. You have to take it. And I know you just accepted it willingly, but anything that you accept willingly, tomorrow you might say, okay, now I don't accept it anymore. You should realize, this is not optional. A Kabbalah Satorah, miyira, to complement our Kabbalah Satorah, me'ahava. And as we know, which we'll talk about maybe a little bit, that we always find these two components of Avodas Hashem, even in our own personal lives. There's a, in some respects, it's a ladder. You have to travel through the Yira to get to the Ahava. In some respects, also, you could have the two, you know, in the same person, different times, or maybe even at the same time. Two different aspects of our own Avodas Hashem. Avodah Me'ahava and Avodah Me'ira. We're not the first to point this out, obviously. If you look at the next source, hopefully, let's see. Yes, source number 10, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Antignus Yishtochel Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik, Huaya Omer, Al Tziyuka Avodim Misham Shinasarav Amanas L'Kabo Pras. Don't be like a servant who serves his master when we're serving Hashem in order to get a reward. Ella Havuka Avodim Misham Shinasarav Shalom Amanas L'Kabo Pras. Be like a servant who serves his master not to get a reward. We're not in it for the reward, says the Rambam in source 11. I'm not going to see it inside. Says the Rambam, what's Shimon HaTzadik telling us? What's Antignus Yishtochel telling us? Serve Hashem Me'ahava. I'm not in it for any ulterior motives. I'm not in it because I want something out of it. I'm in it because I love Hashem. I serve Hashem Me'ahava. That's what Antignus Yishtochel is telling us. Serve Hashem Me'ahava. And what does he say in the end of the Mishnah? V'hi mora shamayim aleich. You have to have yira shamayim. Ahava without yira is not going to go. You need both. They complement each other. Just like Hashem told us, according to Maral, at Har Sinai. You were mekabel nasa v'nishma me'ahava, beautiful. V'hi mora shamayim aleich. Kaf aleim har kigidis. We need both. We need both. Now, just to flesh out this point a little bit. We're describing my Avodas Hashem me'ahava. How much ahava? And this is something that's easier to do with the boys than it is with the girls, although I did actually give this here once to girls before. But we'll translate it into girl. It's going to be very easy. You'll see. The Rambam says in source number 12, in Hilchos Shuva, Perek Yod Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says like this, Ketzad hi ha'ahava ha're'uya. What is the appropriate ahava a person should have towards Hashem? Who she ye'ehav es Hashem ahava gedola yesera azameod. Person should love Hashem, this tremendous love, a great love, a powerful, very powerful love. Ad shetei nafsha kshura be'ahavas Hashem, to the point where his soul is wrapped up, so to speak, in ahavas Hashem. V'nimtza shoge ba'tamid, he's always contemplating it, always thinking about it. And here's where we have to translate. Kilu chole choli ha'ava, like a person who's lovesick. She'ein daito pnuya me'avas osa isha. Can't stop thinking about that girl. There's a lot of theatrics to do with this in yeshivas. I don't really know exactly what to do here, but you have a crush on this guy, you know. That guy, you know. Oh, he's thinking about him. That guy, when is he going to notice me? I don't know what. No matter what you're doing, you're always thinking about that guy. Bein b'shifto, bein b'kuma. B'kuma, or for us, bein b'shifta, bein b'kuma. Right? You're sitting down, thinking about the guy. Getting up, the guy. Bein b'shah, shehi, ocheles, b'shota. Whether she is, or he is. Right? The translation. Eating and drinking, even though right now I'm eating and drinking, I'm thinking about the guy. You're all thinking about that guy right now. So, yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. No matter, despite all these other things I'm doing, I'm going to work. You walk into the pool, you don't even notice because you're thinking about the guy. You're going to class, you're thinking about the guy. You wake up in the morning, the guy, you go to sleep. Even though I'm doing all these other things, thinking about the guy. Always on my mind. Always. Says the Rambam. Yeser mizet tia avas Hashem belevo avav. More than that has to be avas Hashem in the heart of those who love him. Shogim bo tamid. Always thinking about it. B'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, etc. So I have one simple question. I saw this question in a book. That's a long story in and of itself. We don't have so much time left, so I'm going to leave out the story of where I saw the question. But I saw this question in a book. How can I have more than that? We just described this very extreme situation where you're totally infatuated with the guy. You're always thinking about him, even though I'm eating and drinking, even though I'm getting up, even though I'm going to sleep, even though I'm this, even though I'm that. Even though I'm doing all the other things, I'm thinking about that guy. So, yeser mizet yeh avas Hashem belev o'avav. More than that, what more is there? I didn't leave any space. There's no more time for more. What was there ever want from me? Yeser mizet yeh avas Hashem belev o'avav. This is another good question. Any ideas? Everybody's shocked. Yeah, what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, you're brave. Yeah, excellent. What you're saying is a nice idea. You're suggesting that just by virtue of the fact that Hashem is not here, so that is more. But the Rambam's giving us more than that. He's not only saying, he's saying, I'm giving you a directive, an instruction. I've just described something very great. Do more than that. It's a directive. He's commanding us also in more. Dude, there's something more. Yeah, what's your name?
Kelly.
Yeah.
Maybe deeper than that, it should be such a shallow infatuation.
And that was just because I made it into a little bit of a joke. But the Rambam's not describing something shallow. He's describing something real. Yeah, we'll take two more just for the sake of time. Three more. One, two, three. Yeah, one.
Maybe like not only think about him all the time, but like also act on it. Like try to be like a shadow. Maybe it's fun stuff.
Okay, idea. Maybe we'll build on that a little bit. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was going to say. Because like when you're sitting, when you're standing, so when you're actually sitting and standing and eating, you should be thinking about God and praising God.
Good, you're almost there. You're I'm just going to take it half a step further. You're there, basically.
You're not scared of that guy.
You're not scared of that guy? Oh, because you're connecting back. That's nice. That's nice. That's a good idea also. But I'm going to take this idea half a step further. Listen to this. I keep wanting to say Rabosa. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say. Listen to this, ladies. I saw in this very same book a beautiful idea. What's the Rambam say? Or at least the way we explained it. Even though I'm doing this, I'm thinking about him. Even though I'm doing this, I'm thinking about even though, I'm thinking about. In Avas Hashem, it's not even though. It's not despite the fact that I'm eating and drinking. Despite that, I'm thinking about. No. It's a because. Avas Hashem is a because. I'm eating and drinking is part of my Avas Hashem. I'm going to work is part of my Avas Hashem. Everything I do is integrated into my Avas Hashem. It's not a despite. It's a because. That's what we're talking about over here. That's a very intense level. And that's what Rava says. That's B'nai Yisrael. We're Amma Paziza. We're this hasty nation of people. The Kadmisu Pumaychulu Naichu. We jumped in. Nasa V'nishma. His fingers are bleeding. He's totally focused. He's wrapped up in his Avas Hashem. Oh. Now let's explain a step deeper. Rava's having a conversation with the Tzduki. Tzduki doesn't get anything we just spoke about. He doesn't understand it. He only understands football games. Where did the Tzduki come from? Where did the Tzduki come from? When is his birthday? Can somebody tell me when the Tzduki's birthday is? It doesn't have to be a date. It could be an event. When were the Tzduki born into the world? You're not going to believe it. Yeah. What's your name?
Leia
Shlita. Yeah.
I think I'm correct after the
I don't want a date. I want an event. I got
cover this up.
I don't know, but okay, maybe. I'm not sure, but I want the event. Can you give me an event? You might be right. I'm not sure. Give me the event. I'll tell you the event. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Antignus Yishocho Kibel Mishimon Atzadik. He used to say, you should be like an Evan of Meshamesh Yisarav Shalom and Aslikabo Pras. Says the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis. It's on your sheet. Yes, source 13. This Antignus Yishocho, the Tana, he had two Talmidim. Their names, Tzadok and Baitus. You're listening to the Shir. You should be like an Eved who's Meshamish the Rav. Shalom and ask the Kabbal Pras. Baitus, did you hear that? Tzadok, I heard that. You heard that? I heard that. He said there's no Scharvanesh. There's no Olam Haba. What are we wasting our time with over here? So they go out. They're like, okay, this is what the Rambam describes. I'm gonna give a Kanish in a second. Rambam says, Tzadok and Baitus hear this Shir. This is the event. This day, this Shir is the birthday of the Sukkim. Antignus Yisocho's statement that a person should not be like an Eved who's Meshamish the Rav HaManas L'Kabbal Pras, but like an Eved who's Meshamish Shalom HaManas L'Kabbal Pras, that Shir is the birthday of the Tzukin. Because they walk out, Tzadok and Baitus, like, you heard what he said? No Scharvonesh. No Scharvonesh, what are you doing? Let's get rid of the Torah. This is what the Rambam says. We'll reject the Torah. We'll have to whip ourselves up our own following. People who don't buy into this business of Torah. So, they do a little bit of examination into the situation. They realize if they try to start a whole new movement, it's not going to work. It's like, you know what we have to do? If we really want to get a following, so we can't reject the entire Torah outright, we'll keep the Torah Shebichsav, we'll reject the Torah Shebaalpeh. We'll reject the Torah Shebaalpeh, and then we'll amass a group of followers who also will reject the Torah Shebaalpeh with us. Again, what are the Rambam saying? Antignus Yitzchok says, don't be like an Eved who serves the master to get a pras. The Rambam told us, what does that mean? You have to serve Hashem me'ahava. Serve Hashem me'ahava. So they come out, they say, what? We don't believe in this. And maybe you could say a little differently than the Rambam. It wasn't only a pragmatic consideration that they rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh because they wanted to amass a following. It was more than that. It was more than that. Listen to the Medrash Tanchuma. You have in source 14. Says the Medrash Tanchuma. Amar lahen al HaTorah Shebaal Peh. You know what we say about Torah Shebaal Peh? Shishba dikduke mitzvos kalos v'chamuros v'aza kamaves v'kasha kishol kinasa. Torah Shebaal Peh is a very difficult undertaking. Very difficult. And says the Medrash, l'fishein ein lomed osa el mishe oiv es HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chol libo v'chol nafsho. You know who learns Torah Shebaal Peh? Only somebody who has avas Hashem. Only somebody who has Avas Hashem can connect to Torah Shebaal Peh. And Tzadok Ubaitus are sitting in the Shir of Antignus Yishocho, and he says, Serve Hashem Me'ahava, and they say, we don't relate to that. And because they can't relate to Avas Hashem, they can't relate to Torah Shebaal Peh. And so they reject Torah Shebaal Peh. And now that Tzuki, so many years later, comes to Rava, and comes to Rabzera, and he says, what are you guys doing? What are you guys, your fingers are bleeding. Why are you walking over the rope? You wait for the boat to come back. And Rava and Reb Zera both say back to the Tzduki, don't you know that we said Nasa V'Nishma? Don't you know that we're the people of Avas Hashem? We do this. We're paziz. We are hasty when it comes to Avas Hashem. We're paziz when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Don't you know that, Tzduki? And the answer is no. Tzduki doesn't know that. Tzduki left from Antignus Yishocho's Shir. He couldn't connect to the Avas Hashem, and so he rejected the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. That's where the Tzuki came from. His inability to understand this point is his birthday. Are there any questions on that? That is a Geshmak Echidish. Very Geshmak. Oh, we're running out of time. Shavuos is the anti-Tzduki holiday. Obviously, for obvious reasons, Kabbalah Satorah, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, more than that. The conflict between the regular Jews, what do they call those? The Pharisees? and Stukin, it comes out specifically on Shavuos, more so than any other holiday. Why? So Rav Tzvi Yitzchak Frank, who's the Rav of Yerushalayim, is a sefer called Mikrei Kodesh, and he points out, which is not a chiddush, it's more in Rosh Hashanah, point out what was one of the major disputes between the Tzdukin and the Chachamim, Chazal. One of the major disputes was, when do we start counting Sefiras HaOmer? What does the pasuk say? Anybody know? Machras HaShabbos. What does it mean, Machras HaShabbos? What does that mean? Oh, very good. The day, the second day of Pesach. Mimachars HaShabbos means the second day of Pesach. How do you know it means the second day of Pesach? Torah Shabbat Peh. What would a Tzduki say it means? Which is Sunday. Excellent. So there's a very big machlokas from the Tzdukim and us. When is Shavuos? Do we start counting 7 weeks from the first Sunday into Pesach? Or do we start counting 7 weeks until Shavuos from the second day of Pesach, the day after Yontif? Shavuos is the day where this machlokas comes out. What do we read special in Shavuos? Rus, Megillas Rus. There's a very special Torah Shabbat Peh component to Megillas Rus. Rus came from what nation? Moab. The Torah says a Moabite cannot what? Can't convert. Somebody from Moab can't convert, but Chazal come along and tell us, Torah Shabbat Peh, Moabi, Vlomavia, excellent. Only a Moabite man cannot convert. A Moabite woman can convert. She can convert. Shavuos is the Chag of Torah Shabbat Peh. It's the Chag, Torah Shabbat Peh is Ahavas Hashem. Shavuos is this Chag. Rus embodied this idea. Where do we see? Listen to this. This is crazy. When I saw this, I was so excited. You might have noticed that I said the word that I've been repeating a lot. Paziz. The Gemara says, I'm a Paziza. You are a hasty people. They first said Nasa and then said Nishma. Listen to this Gemara in Yevamos. Is it on the sheet? Yes. Source 16. Gemara says in Yevamos like this. My Rabbi, I'm a Rabbi Elazar. Yeah, there's probably supposed to be an Aleph there. My Kra, Dixiv. Vatere ki mis ametes hi aleches ita vatechta lidaber eleha. Rus is not letting go of Naomi. She's pushing, she wants to come along with her. So Naomi, there's halachos of Geirus, you try to push away the Geir a little bit before you actually accept him. Amrala! Then Naomi says to Rus, you know what you're getting yourself into over here? Asir lan tchum Shabbos. We have a halacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to travel, you're not allowed to walk beyond a certain distance out of the city. So Rus says, no problem. Ba'asher telchi eilech. Wherever you go, that's where I'll go. Rus says, we have all these other lachas. Asr la yichud. There's an issue of yichud in the Torah. No problem. Ba'asher telini alin. Where you sleep, I'll sleep. No yichud. Now he says, nifakdin an sheish me'os v'yud gimel mitzvos. We have 613 commandments. Amech ami. Your nation is my nation. I'm with you. Says the Marsha. What does it mean, Amech Ami? What does that mean, Amech Ami? What is Rus telling Naomi? Look at the Marsha, the next verse 17. V'od nir al pi ma shekasvu. I'm a pazizu, paziza tekat misu, pumaychu lud naychu. What does it mean, Amech Ami, says the Marsha? Rus tells Naomi, Amech Ami, your nation, I'm a paziza, you're a hasty nation that said Nasiv and Nishma. That's what I am also. I'm a Paziza. I'm a Paziz. That's what Ruth tells Naomi. I'm part of that. That's good for me. I'm also saying my own personal Nasiv and Nishma. I have the Avas Hashem. We've been talking about all night. And it's so, I was discussing this year once with Rav Moshe Willig Shlita, good friend. He's a Rebbe now in a yeshiva called Torah Or. And he said to me, that's beautiful. Pasuk. Listen to this pasuk and say for Shmuel's on your seat. Yes. David HaMelech is bringing the Aron into Yerushalayim. Where did David HaMelech come from? Rus. David HaMelech comes from Rus. Rus converts with her. Amech Ami. I'm also part of that. I'm a Paziza. I'm also part of Nasiv and Nishma. I'm also a Paziz. David HaMelech is bringing the Aron into Yerushalayim. He's singing and dancing. Says the pasuk. Vaya Aron Hashem ba'ir David. The Aron's coming. And we all know the story there. Michal, David's wife, is looking from the window. What does she see? Vatereas HaMelech David. What's he doing? Mephazes. Mephazes. He's the Amapaziza. This is David HaMelech, the grandson of Rus. This is the Mida of Bnei Yisrael. I'm dancing the Aronin. I'm Nasev and Nishmaim. I'm having a Kabbalah Satorah Me'avas Hashem. This is the Mida. This is the Mida of all Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. This is the Mida of Rus at her Geirah. This is the Mida of David HaMelech. Let's go back. It's not only our Mida. I'm a Paziza. Hasty acceptance before we know exactly what we're getting into. Somebody else has this Mida. Somebody very important. Let's go back. We asked, why was it necessary for Hashem to be kafalei marchigigis? Why does Hashem to hold the mountain over us? Do you want the Torah good? If not, shantik v'raschem. Why is that necessary? We said nasa v'nishma. So we said one answer from the Maharal. Answer number one, Kabbalah Satorah is not enough, just me'ahava. Also has to be mi'ira. Says the Maharal, there's another answer. There's another answer. Not sure exactly how to explain it. I'm just going to explain it. The Maharal says that there's a halacha in the Torah called ones. Ones. A man who's with a woman against her will. Ones. And the halacha is, if a man is ma'anis a woman, the Torah says, lo yucha l'shalcha kol yama. He cannot divorce her. He has to marry her. If she doesn't want, they don't have to. But if she wants to marry him, he must marry her. And as long as she wants to remain married to him, he is not permitted to divorce her. He can't divorce her. That's the halacha. Says the Maharal, Rabbi Tereski will explain that to you later. Says the Maharal, you know why Hashem was kofalino harkigigis? Because Hashem said, I just heard you say nasa v'nishma, this total commitment, boundless commitment of avdus. I'm going to give you back a nasa v'nishma. You're an ama paziza? Kaviyachol Hashem, I'm also going to be a little paziz over here. We haven't seen how this relationship is going to work out yet. Who knows what's going to be? We know. You learn through Tanakh. There are a lot of problems that come up along the way. Bnei Yisrael are not always on their best behavior. We're not always on our best behavior. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai, Kafaleim Har Kigigis, you should know that this relationship that we're about to enter into is a relationship of onus. I'm doing this to you against your will. You know why? Because once I do this to you against your will, I can't back out. Lo yucha l'shacha kol yamav. Hashem can never get rid of Bnei Yisrael. Just as we were paziz in our full acceptance of the Torah, of our nasev and nishma, and we said, Hashem, we accept it without any conditions, totally and entirely. So Hashem says, you know what? I accept you back the same way. Kafaleim harkigigis. And now I'm bound to you forever after. No matter what happens, we're in this together. And that's what we're experiencing every year on the holiday of Shavuos. Again, a Kabbalah Satorah, Mir Tashem, Me'ava, not to forget also Mi'ira, and we should all be Zocha, Mir Tashem, to a great end of the year, a great Shavuos. Shkaka.